In Libya, on the streets of Tripoli, crowds are clamoring to see their relatives who've been locked away by various revolutionary military councils. Some of the prisoners are former Gaddafi loyalists with blood on their hands, but family members say others were seized for motives of revenge. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
In the new Libya, uncertainty can be relied on. Contradictions and conspiracies proliferate faster than street demonstrations, now that the iron fist of the regime has been lifted. Outside the Hudba al-Ghassi compound, once a military police facility, families have gathered to demand news of arrested loved ones. A bearded militiaman in green fatigues, Hisham Toumi, shouts at one woman, "Where are you from?" She names a neighborhood and he says, "Well, go to the police, open a file." To which she replies that she went to the station and there are no police there. During a lull in the commotion, Toumi tries to explain what passes for due process so far in the new Libya. He says they need to know where the prisoner was arrested, by whom, and for what reason. But when people are rounded up from their homes at night by unidentified armed men, those questions are hard to answer. A man approaches Toumi, saying he's Walid al-Bahi and he's looking for his brother Ibrahim, seized 3 weeks ago. His nephew Ahmed translates a bit of Walid's frustration.
He said, "My brother not missing. My brother inside, we saw him."
Walid and Ahmed were allowed into the prison the day before and saw Ibrahim. He didn't complain about mistreatment, but they're still worried.
Everyone talking with us say, "I am the one in charge." So we don't.
Nobody's the boss of anybody right now.
Soon, chants that once were shouted at the Gaddafi regime are being aimed at the men who consider themselves the liberators of Tripoli. This one says, "Our revolution was for freedom. This is for revenge." But the story of Ibrahim al-Bahi turns out to be a bit more complicated. This prison is staffed by militiamen loyal to Abdul Hakim Belhaj, an Islamist militant turned anti-Gaddafi commander. Bahi once fought with Belhaj in Afghanistan and was jailed by Gaddafi with other Islamist militants in the 1990s. But Bahi was released much earlier than most of his colleagues, and family members admit he was forced to inform on some of them, hence their fears that his arrest now is for revenge. A tall man in a white tunic who gives his name as Suleiman Said says some of the men in this prison were high-ranking Gaddafi officials, including, he claims, former Prime Minister Abdelatty Al-Obeidi. This is not about revenge, he insists. It's about justice.
These people are accused of killing people. Some of them are accused of stealing money, assisting Gaddafi in against this revolution. But revenge, that's what they're saying. Because, you know, they just want to say anything, you know, to get the people out.
Libyan officials acknowledge that they don't have a handle on who's being arrested and why, and the justice system isn't prepared to handle these cases quickly. Meanwhile, the anger builds outside the prison walls, highlighting just one of the urgent and difficult tests facing Libya's new leaders. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Tripoli.